There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program continues. Welcome in if you're new. Folks listening to WFEA in Manchester, New Hampshire, happy to have you along. Help yourself to the open lines at 888-553-7536. That's 888-55 Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert here on this program, listened to by more folks on the weekend than any other medical program. It's because Ken is scholarly. His efficacy is unchallenged. He's affable. He's got all kinds of things make him a person that you trust. You listen to him and you figure, hey, this guy's telling me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we've been talking about the alarming number of measles cases, a record 644 last year, 102 alone last month, the most since the disease was declared eliminated in our country back in 2000. So now the focus is on parents who refuse vaccinations for their children. There are some people, Ken, who want to have state and local governments sue or charge criminally parents who don't have these shots. There's a bill in California that would end all non-medical exemptions to immunization requirements. There are a lot of epidemiologists who think eliminating exemptions may be satisfying, but it's not the wisest policy for protecting children. There are those who say we ought to borrow a concept from behavioral economics and use administrative rules and procedures to nudge parents, educate them, in other words, to immunize their children rather than trying to penalize them. What do you think of that philosophy?
Well, Doug, I really understand the emotion that people have. You know, I don't want the government telling me what to do with my child. My child's health is up to me as the parent to make the decision. I understand that effort. But the important thing is that this is a public health issue. It's no different than resisting the government from telling you that you have to stop at a red light at an important intersection. This is the way to keep us all functioning in a society where we're not going to torture and hurt each other, because when you don't immunize your children, it's these younger kids who are not yet at the age where they're eligible for the vaccine that are going to get sick and deadly ill.
All right. So the essence of it is it makes good sense to take the vaccines, to get the vaccines, just make sure they don't have thimerosal in them, mercury. That's what you ask. You ask the question, make sure you ask the question, and get the vaccines, because they have the vaccines that don't have thimerosal in them. That's the question. That's the way to handle that problem.
Do we have a little time to talk about measles?
Yeah.
For most people, Doug, measles is miserable but not life-threatening. The most common symptoms, they include fever, runny nose, cough, and a red blotchy skin rash all over the body. However, a very small fraction of people, Doug, get much sicker and can suffer complications like pneumonia, ear infection, low platelet count. Those are the cells in the blood that are responsible for clotting the blood. And encephalitis. About 1 in 1,000 people with measles develops encephalitis. And that's what we really worry about as doctors. This is an inflammation of the brain that may cause vomiting, convulsions, and rarely coma or even death. Encephalitis can closely follow measles, or more concerningly, it can occur months later. Also, measles can cause pregnant women to have premature, fragile babies. That's another issue with not vaccinating your kids. You're going to affect the unborn. Before there was a vaccine, about 450 to 500 Americans died from measles each year on average, but the disease still kills more than 100,000 people a year worldwide, and most are under the age of 5. It's so contagious. Remember, this is one of the most contagious viruses we have, that 90% of people who are not immunized are infected if exposed to the virus, and the vaccine is one of the most effective. It's 97% effective. You know, we talked about the flu vaccine being anywhere from 40 to 60%. This is 97%. There's been a fear that the vaccine can cause autism. This was a concern sparked by a study published in a British medical journal in 1998. That paper was later retracted and thoroughly discredited. Other studies have found no link. Anyone born before 1957, like Doug and myself, is thought to be immune because measles was so widespread, and most kids got it. Adults who got the vaccine as kids are okay, too. They're protected for life. However, there was a less effective vaccine from 1963 to 1967. Anyone who got that vaccine, or those who are not sure they were ever vaccinated, can get the shots now.
All right, so the emphasis here, or one of the questions, has to do with your immune system. And so I noticed last week that there was a report on breastfeeding. It was thought to help protect children against a number of health ills, less common among black women than it is whites. So I wonder, in terms of one's immune system, even though the vaccine is desirable, if a child is born, I guess I'm thinking about my grandson, who's coming up on a couple of months old. I know he's being breastfed. My daughter had the measles, all of the vaccines and stuff done. And we always talk about those who are most vulnerable. If you don't have a strong immune system, and that usually goes for babies that are, what, 4, 5, 6 months old, and then when you get older, as your body breaks down, some people sooner than others, depending on how you've taken care of your body during your life, but when you get older and you start to lose some of the efficacy of your immune system, that's when you're vulnerable as well.
Absolutely. Breastfed children, studies show, are more resistant to disease and infection early in life than formula-fed children. Breastfed children, they're less likely to contract a number of diseases later in life, including juvenile diabetes, multiple sclerosis, heart disease, and cancer before the age of 15.
All right. 888-553-7536. The FDA has been active this week, even though they lost their leader. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments. First, though, let's deal with Ken's specialty, your heart, your circulation, how things are working to get blood where it's supposed to be, what's your blood pressure, how do you keep it low? If it isn't low, how do you get it down? Ken likes Heart Factors Plus, and he's going to explain why.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. This is from Nobel Prize-winning medical studies. Here's what John from Florida has to say. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better. I recommend this product to all my friends, and the benefits do not stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus, and right now, get a free bottle and faster results than you've ever thought possible, or your money back. No questions asked.
Ken's a cardiologist. He's looked at many natural remedies for things like this over the years and has settled in on Heart Factors Plus. You can settle in on it as well. Get the benefits by dialing 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus gets blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your liver, your organs, to your head. You need it to be you need your body to be a temple, and it needs blood in order to be that way. That's why you need to call 800-621-6313, or maybe you ought to call 800-621-6313. Maybe both of those things. It makes good sense. How does that sound? It makes, if I'm persuading you, I use more of, if I say auto, it sounds like an order, or I need to. It makes good sense. 800-621-6313. You're responsible for your health and your well-being. You're responsible for the health of your heart. Get a healthy heart and get good blood pressure. 800-621-6313. It's called Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313.
how strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong, even in the park playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012, and for every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. So help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, your bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open up new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity has been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code Dana, or call and mention Dana to save 10%. Call 1-800-570-0701. That's 800-570-0701. Network does not cover all transactions.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do.
I don't know how loud that is.
At all.
Yeah. All right. So I'm thinking of the one pill scenario, Grace Slick and the Jefferson Airplane with a White Rabbit. One pill makes you smarter, one pill makes you thin, one pill makes you happy, another keeps you energized. And so if the tests conducted by scientists in New York and Canada are right, they found that the substances behind some of the miracle enhancements that we take may contain nothing more than powdered rice or houseplants. If enough people believe they'll be healthier, then it works. $13 billion a year in sales. That's what the state of New York says the dietary supplement business is all about. I say that's a huge crock of manure. There are substances that are undesirable. There are things that come from supplement companies. It's just like anything else. Some of them are really good. Some of the companies are legit, and some of them are not. But for the state of New York to say that pretty much all of the supplements are just powder and nonsense is a complete lie, and it really needs to be challenged. But is the supplement business something? I mean, it's like anything else. You use your intelligence, you educate yourself, and know where the products come from and how they're made. You read the labels, that sort of thing. Would you agree with that, Ken?
Yeah, the New York Times has really gotten themselves into a bag of worms here. And they're reporting on what the New York Attorney General is feeling about these supplements. And the New York Attorney General is really targeting this in a major way.
Yeah,
I'm wondering why they're getting so interested in all this.
I think you ought to find out who the campaign contributors were to the governor's campaign and see how many drug companies were supporting his reelection and see how influential they are with what goes on in that administration. You notice that he just got sworn in as his second term begins, and I would love to see a list of donors. I'm betting almost everything that I have in my shorts here that that there was a lot of money from drug companies, Pfizer, Lilly, Merck, you know, the suspects. They want to get supplements off the market because they're affecting and impacting how much they bring the drug companies to the bottom line. The problem is that Americans are voting
with their pocketbooks and spending more money on so-called alternative medicine and products than they are on the so-called mainstream products. There's probably a reason for that. So it's just some food for thought as we think about medicine at 21 after the hour on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at your service and on your side on the Good Day Weekend. It's the Good Day Health Program. There are three different emails that I want to get to now because they represent what I find to be very intriguing different segments of the listenership, Ken. The first one comes from a lady who's just started listening to us in Hawaii. Karen Baker is her name. She listens to 990 KIKI. She lives in Kanoe, if I'm pronouncing it right. Kaneohe in Hawaii. Heard you for the first time this morning. And so, I guess in terms of how we affect people, she says, much love to you and your work. We affect people because Ken has a lot to say, and it is effective advice and information. So if you'd like to get some of it, you can certainly call, or you can, if you prefer, you'd like to send a note, an email, drken@drkenshow.com, or me, doug@dougstefan.com. We posted at dougstefan.com a question that listener Tony Hill says is rigged. He says, I say it's rigged because the choices you gave, one of the answers should have been a simple yes or no, but you had to rig the results. I'm sure if you had yes or no answer, your results would be completely different. And if you just had the choice of schools should not allow students to enroll if they're not vaccinated, should have been a choice by itself, Doug. The way you gave the choices, it seems to me you wanted to get a certain answer and not a true poll. I'm disappointed in you for giving such poor choices to choose from. I expect much better of you and from you. You asked, should parents be able to sue people who do not get their children vaccinated? Why do you have a simple yes or no? Anyway, he talks about how unfair it is, blah, blah, blah. I feel, because we've been talking about this, he expects much better from me. I don't do our poll questions, but I support what my staff does, and that's why I read the questions on the air, and that's why I post them at DougStefan.com. Having said that, that was part of the controversy this week. Should schools allow children to enroll if they are not vaccinated? Yes or no, Ken?
Well, I think that if you want to go to a public school, that you need to vaccinate your kids because you put all the other kids in jeopardy, especially very young kids. And again, I understand this feeling about not having the government tell me what to do, but this is a public health issue. It's a issue of keeping us all healthy, and I mentioned it earlier. It's no different than having the government tell us that we have to stop at a red light, and we, in order to all function together smoothly, this is one area where we all have to get our kids vaccinated. I'll tell you, I vaccinated mine, and I would keep doing it. And I think you put your children in jeopardy. And these vaccines, it's more dangerous for all of us not to vaccinate than for all of us to vaccinate.
Some doctors are refusing to treat children whose parents will not get them vaccinated, saying, I suppose that's a way of firing their patients. I don't want to have you as a patient if you don't get your children.
Come into their reception room, their waiting room, and they expose all their kids, and this can be very dangerous.
I remember my daughter telling me after Miles, her son, was born in late December, they were, and I think it was the first or second week of January, and they got a call from the pediatrician who said to them that there had been someone unbeknownst to them, because Megan and her husband came in with a baby before this other person was being treated, but there was somebody in the office who had measles. So they warned all of the parents that were in the office during that day that there had been someone in the office who had measles, which seems to be appropriate under the circumstances. Yeah, I mean, it didn't get them all worked up, but it's a safety precaution.
It's definitely,
mother and father doesn't want to have a safety precaution in that circumstance.
It's definitely appropriate because measles is incredibly contagious. 90% of those exposed. You remember, as kids, our parents would bring us all over to the one family that had them, so we would all get it, and we all got it from just one exposure.
Yeah. It just seems to me the other side of it is, are we hyping this up too much? Is the news media doing what it usually does, sensationalizing and scaring people, filling them full of fear when there isn't? I mean, yeah, we've had people die, and it's a dangerous situation, but is it that dangerous?
Well, most fears are not rational. And if the flip side of this is, as us in the media, if there's anything we can do is maybe reassure those who are so traumatized and fearful of those things, of these things, who think they're poisons, who think if they give them to their kids, they're going to harm their kids. You're not. You're going to help your child, and you're going to help the general population. And this is something you want to do for everybody.
We're all here to help, and right now Dr. Ken's going to help you. If you have thinning hair, you'll need to know more about a way that is non-invasive that'll take care of that problem, product called Provia.
Exactly. Let's talk about some more good news and shift to a nice, happy subject. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia from Chamonix is the answer. Provia is a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment which contains a unique blend of plant extracts for the results you want safely and naturally. Here's Diana from Kingsville, Maryland. She says Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in, no nasty smell, and it's not greasy. I only need to apply a little bit on the thinning area, and I use it every other night before bed. It really works. Amazing stuff. Best of all, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe on colored and treated hair. Results guaranteed or your money back. It's truly a no-brainer. And it gets better. Order Provia today, and you'll receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for fast and more noticeable results. Absolutely free.
800-543-5817 for Provia. 800-543-5817. Get that hair growing again. 800-543-5817. Guaranteed to your money back. 800-543-5817.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another half hour of conversation, information, reporting on the latest medical developments. Your questions as well to 888-553-7536 or email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Paula, who lives in Mahoning County, and I believe that's New York State, asks whether there is anything to the so-called 10-minute stroke prevention. I don't know. I don't remember. You probably have talked about that. We've certainly talked a lot about preventative screenings and that sort of thing. There is the conversation about aspirin before you go to bed, take a baby aspirin, that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I've not heard that phrase before, the 10-minute stroke prevention. Is that something you're familiar with, that phrase, and what does it do?
The 10-minute stroke,
I've never heard it before. It would have to do with screenings. We were talking about lung cancer screenings earlier. I wonder if that prompted the question. Screenings for the signs, like the screenings that I'll have with you on Monday when I go through the ultrasounds. Is that part of it? There's not enough explanation here. Just she asks whether or not this is for good for a stroke. Apparently, she has it in her family.
Well, I know that commonly said that every 10 minutes there's a stroke, but I have to do a little research and find out what she's. That's a phrase that I have never heard.
All right, 10 minutes. But in general, how does one daily, if one has got it, you know, there's the aortic abdominal aneurysm stuff,
Yeah, that's one thing that you have to be studied. That's what you use ultrasound for. I know that you.
Well, let's talk about in general stroke prevention, because that's a real important subject.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the most important things you can do is watch your blood pressure, watch your cholesterol, your blood sugar. Don't smoke. This sounds very similar to reducing the risk of heart attacks. Know your numbers: blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, and weight. So important. Don't smoke. Get down to ideal body weight. And ask the doctor to put their stethoscope gently on your neck and listen for any abnormal blood flow in your neck. And if there is, get an ultrasound and make sure that that is wide open. On Monday, we're going to repeat that for Doug.
Yep. It makes very good sense. Screenings, that sort of thing, risk factors in all of this, warning signs, numbness, weakness in your face or your arm or your leg, difficulty speaking, sometimes dizziness is a problem, right? And not being able to see, your vision is all of these things. People who have brief losses of consciousness, that's the... How many
exactly? Trouble. You have somebody who has trouble speaking or understanding you, a paralysis or numbness of the face, arm, or legs, trouble with seeing in one eye or both eyes, headaches, trouble with walking. These are all symptoms and time that you need to go get checked.
888-553-7536. Here's Eunice in Palisade, Minnesota, who wants to know why at this time of year calluses develop on her feet. I don't know, what does that, your skin gets dry, right? Or is it the cold? What makes, in the summertime, I know what she's talking about. I have them myself from time to time. You get in the bathtub and you take one of those scraper things and rub it, and it sort of gets rid of that thing. But she wants to know what causes it. Why would they develop in the cold? Is it a dry thing? Are they weather related? What's this? What do you think the story is there?
Well, I wonder whether she's wearing something different, unique on her feet in the winter. These calluses and corns, I think that's what you're asking about.
Yeah.
They're caused by repeated pressure or friction on an area of the skin. And I wonder if she's wearing some sort of unique shoe to the wintertime.
So there is, it's not the weather, it's what you're wearing that's the cause.
Exactly.
Isn't that interesting? 888-553-7536. Okay. Back to the news of the week. Dr. Hamburg, who had formerly run the FDA. Many people, I don't know what the medical, whether you are a subscriber to this, a lot of doctors were very happy that she was going. A lot of people who were involved in policy were happy that she is going. The latest defector from the Clinton administration, this doctor has been running the FDA, I think, since the beginning of the administration, but has been soundly criticized for the way she's handled a lot of things, not the least of which is all of this, the supposedly aim of making food safer and all that other stuff, and the invasion. It's kind of like the EPA, same sort of thing. So I wondered what you thought as a doctor about Dr. Hamburg. I don't know much about what her credentials were before she became the administrator at the Food and Drug Administration. Do you?
I think it's, you know, she's done her best, but, you know, I think it's one of these things where it would be nice to have a change. The person who is coming to take her position, who possibly the person who is just nominated to be next in line, is a Dr. Robert Califf. And this is an outstanding gentleman. Bob Califf was just a beginning professor at Duke in cardiology when I was an intern and resident. He was very active in the critical care unit, and this is going back to the 1980s, and he was involved in my training as a medical intern and resident at Duke. He's an outstanding person, and he was just nominated to be next in line. So Robert Califf will be an interesting choice as head of the FDA, Doug.
All right. Let's get into some of the FDA news from this week. Approvals for a couple of things, including a new breast cancer drug. How is that going to help people, help women who are facing this horrible problem?
Well, this is a little bit of help. It's not a huge breakthrough, but it comes from the FDA this week called Ibrance. It's a new drug to treat postmenopausal women with advanced breast cancer. It's from Pfizer. It inhibits molecules that play a role in the growth of cancer cells. It's intended for postmenopausal women with estrogen receptor positive, HER2 negative. I'm getting a little bit too jargony. Metastatic breast cancer who've not yet received hormonal-based therapy. It's combined with another drug, and it will give you a little bit extra bit of life. It's a help, but not a huge major breakthrough.
All right, FDA also approving the first drug for diabetic retinopathy.
This is very exciting. Just this past Friday, Doug, the drug Lucentis to treat diabetic retinopathy in patients with diabetic macular edema was approved by the FDA. This is a leading cause of blindness among adults in America. Diabetic retinopathy is the most common diabetic eye disease, and in 2008, 33% of adults with diabetes age 40 or older had some form of diabetic retinopathy. This is the most recent year that we have this data. In some patients who have diabetic retinopathy with diabetic macular edema, abnormal new blood vessels grow on the surface of the retina, and if the vessels burst, severe vision loss or blindness can occur, and this drug tries to slow down that whole process.
Wow. Sounds like something that has a lot of hope.
This is a big breakthrough.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Also a study on working out. Just trying to do a little of that. I'm doing some traveling. I was in the gym for a while last night. It's been a while since I did it. Tried not to overdo it because I have still problems with my back. And that's really what this study addresses, does it not?
Exactly. Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. This is important for all of us. You know, it's the idea where a little is good and a lot may be a lot better. But what they come to the conclusion is that working out too much is as bad as no exercise at all. The light joggers who exercise 2 to 3 times a week for between 1 and 2.5 hours a week had the lowest risk of dying. But people who jogged a whole lot more actually died more than the people who did no exercise at all. So listen to your body, train, don't strain as you get older, and do it in moderation, and you'll get the most benefit. And if you have not been in an exercise program yet, make sure you talk to your doctor before you start a new one.
888-553-7536. Got two email from two different men, one named Jeffrey, the other Stephen. They both are basically asking about seasonal adjusted disorder. Is that what it is? Seasonal
affective disorder.
What is it?
Seasonal affective disorder.
All right. So that happens at this time of year to a lot of people, especially given the weather and the snow and the cold and stuff. Does it happen in the warm weather climes or just where it's cold and miserable?
Well, it seems to be a type of depression that's related to changes in seasons, and it's felt to be a lot to do with sun. So here in Florida, we get a lot of sun, and you don't see a lot of sad, but when I used to go to school up north in this time of year when there's not a whole lot of sunlight, it was a common problem.
Yeah. So is it, do you take more vitamin D? That's something that you talk about a lot. Vitamin D is good if you don't get enough sunshine. Would that be applicable here, or do you have to do something else?
Well, light therapy helps. Sometimes you have to use antidepressants. Psychotherapy is often helpful. And these are the ways that approach it. Wellbutrin has been used as a drug in this area. Psychotherapy, identifying and changing negative thoughts and behaviors that may be making you feel worse often helps. We need to just learn healthy ways to cope with this sad and just get out and try to get as much light as you can. I think that's a big part of it. It's just coming out of the summer and then just being cooped in the inside, and I think that it affects us all.
Florida, here we come. 15 minutes for the hour. Dr. Ken wants to help you understand what Genucel, a product, gets rid of these bags, the puffiness, the Bill Clinton look.
if you will, under your eyes. Bill Clinton always looked like he never got enough sleep, always looked tired because of the puffing. I see people, you do too, Ken, from time to time. Maybe some of your patients have this, and you tell them about GenuCell.
Nice solution here. It was shown to be safe and effective. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Valentine's Day sale at Chamonix. This is the perfect time to get rid of these unsightly bags and puffiness under your eyes. Here's Lori from Northport, New York. She says, I started using GenuCell after my sister gave me some to try. The bags under my eyes are gone, and I mean gone. Absolutely love my new look and recommend it to everyone. Exactly right, Lori. We use it and love it. GenuCell Plant Stem Therapy from Chamonix is the gift of beauty that millions are raving about from coast to coast. Plus, with its instant effects, you'll see GenuCell working in the first 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. And for 2 weeks, you can take advantage of the amazing Valentine's Day offer from Chamonix. Order right now, and Chamonix will double the supply of your GenuCell immediately. The immediate effects with your order, absolutely free.
All right, here's how you get GenuCell. 800-822-6145. Get you in the front of the line. You don't have to go to the store. You have to stand at the counter. You don't have to pay outrageous prices for things that are helpful and effective. This is the way to go. Use GenuCell. Get it at 800-822-6145. As Ken says, you got nothing to lose except the bags, the puffiness, the lines. Why would you wait? If you're thinking about it right now, do yourself a favor. Call 800-822-6145 for GenuCell, which combats wrinkles and facial lines without having anything. There's no side effects at all. You don't have to have any surgery. I'm not saying that this will replace it, but this is a start, and most of the time this works, and if it doesn't work, get your money back. That's what's great about it. 800-822-6145.
The results are in. In a recent clinical study with Flonase and Nasacort going nose to nose, more people prefer Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable, blocks more of the chemical responses that can cause nasal allergy symptoms than antihistamines. Use as directed.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
888-553-7536. Let's see. Next up is Anita, who has a drug question, it would appear. Anita, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Anita.
Yes. I would like to know Dr. Ken's opinion of Bystolic, B-Y-S-T-O-L-I-C. I've heard good things about it, and I'm considering switching from another beta blocker called Atenolol. So I would like him to comment on Bystolic.
You know, sometimes when it's not broken, don't fix it. You've been on Atenolol for a long time?
2 years, but actually I'm concerned about some of the long-term effects of Atenolol. The possibility of diabetes or but I've heard that because Atenolol constricts the blood vessels and Bystolic dilates the blood vessels like Heart Factor Plus does.
Why are you, first of all, you're talking about a family of medicines called beta blockers.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, why are you even thinking about a beta blocker? Beta blockers lower blood pressure, they lower heart rate. They're especially helpful after a heart attack to help stabilize the rhythm of the heart. They're used in heart failure. They use when sometimes when you have rhythm problems to slow down the heart. You don't want to take a beta blocker if you have asthma because it can create more severe breathing problems. You don't want to take a beta blocker if you have a low heart rate or a low blood pressure. You know, it's like a lock and key. There's natural adrenaline in your body that's being secreted all the time, and this gets in the way of the adrenaline meeting its receptor like a key in a lock, and the beta blocker interferes with the natural adrenaline in the body creating its effect.
I know all that, Dr. Ken, but...
Okay. Somebody doesn't, so I was just pointing that out.
Okay. But
why are you on a beta blocker?
I was put on a beta blocker 2 years ago because I needed major surgery, and my blood pressure was on the high side. Only when I was in the doctor's office, like I had white coat hypertension.
Exactly.
I was put on a beta blocker because I was trying to get cardiac clearance.
Right,
maybe it was not a good decision, but I've been on it for 2 years.
You're telling her to stay with what she has, Ken, right?
Well, first you want to do is diagnose whether... Can we talk about this? This is a very important question.
All right, so hold on a minute, man. 51 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's my congestion's finally gone strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bobbly.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Let's have Ken continue or finish his conversation with Anita. Questions on a particular drug. Go ahead, Ken, please, and Anita.
We were talking about beta blockers and uses of beta blockers, and Anita brought up another area of using beta blockers, and this is to have surgery and get through surgery without any surprises and to keep the heart stable during surgery. And Anita also brought up an issue about white coat hypertension. the blood pressure fluctuates all day based on your mental and physical stimulation. And many people, most, just are not in their happy place in the doctor's office. So you're mentally stimulated. Your blood pressure goes up. It's not your true baseline or your lowest level. Then you go home and you get real comfortable and your blood pressure goes down to its true lowest level. And if you are medicating those high numbers in the doctor's office, you may end up on the floor from too low a blood pressure. So it's very important that the doctor knows what your true baseline is. And the easiest way to get that number is by home blood pressure monitoring when you're as rested as possible. You know, the blood pressure also fluctuates during the day. The peak time when your blood pressure is measured, the highest of the day is usually between noon and 2 p.m. So it's nice to get a blood pressure if you can at that point and see what the highest is.
All right. So there's your story, Anita.
No, but that wasn't my question. That the Vestalic, which is a newer beta blocker, is supposed to have fewer side effects, like you don't feel tired on it. And I wanted to wean off the Atenolol, but it's hard to wean off of a beta blocker. And so if I'm stuck with it, I wanted your opinion about Vestalic, that it's a beta blocker, plus it also has the effects of nitric oxide of dilating.
Well, the question is, what's your indication for the beta blocker right now? The question is, do you have high blood pressure? Because you have white coat hypertension, but have you done home? The first question is, before you decide what to do about treatment, is to get the accurate diagnosis. And Anita, when you're at home in your happy place, have you done home monitoring with an upper arm calibrated device, sitting for at least 15 minutes where there's nothing mentally or physically arousing you?
Yes, and that I've gone to primary care and cardiologist, and I always bring along my history of home, and my numbers are fine, but I'm on this Atenolol for 2 years now.
But your numbers, those are numbers, though, on the medication.
Right, but it's hard to wean off of it. And
why?
Because of the rebound. I've read that when you're on a beta blocker.
Right, she's being her own doctor. She doesn't.
Correct.
You're being your own doctor, man. That's the whole story here is you're second guessing the doctor. If you don't like the doctor, go find another one.
But first of all, you don't want to wean yourself off it. You want to do it with a doctor. But you need to talk to a doctor who understands hypertension and find out if, in fact, you have it, which I have a feeling you do, and accept the diagnosis. But before we jump to that conclusion, you need to first find out what your baseline blood pressure is on the current medication. And if it's not low when you're home resting for 15 minutes, then you need medical therapy. Do we know that?
Do you have an opinion about Vestalic? It's supposed to have
But wait a second, Anita, work with me. Do we know that you need some medication?
Yes.
Okay. Then the question becomes, is the beta blockers the best choice? Beta blockers are not the best choice as a first-line drug for hypertension in general. And that's, you know we haven't been doing that for 10 years. Beta blockers, there's much better first-line choices unless you have other issues. You know, you've had a heart attack in the past, you have heart failure, or you have a huge emotional component, stress to your blood pressure. Then it's a reasonable choice. But I even wonder whether that's the right family for you and before you start even changing.
All right, time's up, Anita. Hopefully that helps you out. Dr. Ken here every weekend. This is Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
the Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.